Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we were talking about the sustaining power of God that helped so many martyrs and great men of God through the trials that they had to go through. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
If you have eternity in your heart, you'll have a strong faith in God for the day in which we live. And this truth will prove itself over and over throughout all eternity. So, my friend, there's nothing wrong with gold. That's not what he's saying here. What's wrong is when we love gold more than we love God's Word. And what we love is what we give our attention to. How does John Bunyan survive 12 years in prison for preaching the Word of God? How does a Judson see his first wife, next wife, his children die, and yet remain on that mission field and suffer all types of persecution, and still he keeps going after it with all he could? They are sustained by the Holy Spirit of God, knowing in themselves they lack strength, but they know it'll be worth it all. They believe God's strong enough to trust him, but these were both men who had baptized themselves, immersed themselves into the Word of God, till it soaked their entire spirit. People who could work more lucrative jobs and live in a better home and drive better cars, but don't, in order to be active in the ministry of their local church, they've learned this. Now, this is not about saying you need to give up your job. No, it's saying you need to seek to know him intimately. How did those many martyrs die painful, agonizing deaths on racks? They were burned at the stakes, fed to lions, and do it while singing. It wasn't their strength. It was God working in them and their treasuring of the truth of God above all that was precious to them. Their desire was to be close to thee. See, the true Christian takes pleasure in the things of God. Now, that readiness to suffer for the sake of Christ and his gospel not only reveals our devotion to our Lord, but it is a means of our inward strengthening in the grace of God. Now, somehow, it weaves into the fabric of our spiritual man the patience and the endurance, which are really not our own, and which must be regarded as being the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I was greatly blessed when I read the story of little Cyril. He was called the boy martyr. Now, this took place in the city of Antioch in the early days of Christianity. A martyr was being led to his death. At the place of execution was the judge, who was surrounded by a guard of soldiers. The faithful servant of God, who was about to die for his devotion to Christ, said to the judge, "Ask any little child here whether we ought to worship the many false gods whom you serve, or the one true living God, and that child will tell you." Close by stood a Christian mother and her 10-year-old boy named Cyril. She had brought her son there to see how a true servant of God could die for his Lord. As the martyr spoke, the judge spied the lad and asked him the question. To the surprise of all, Cyril answered, "There is but one God, and Jesus Christ is one with him." Well, this made the judge angry, and turning to the martyr, he said, "Wretched Christian, you taught the boy these words." Then more gently, he said to the child, "Tell me, who taught you this faith?" Little Cyril looked up lovingly to his mother and answered, "The grace of God taught my mother, and she taught me." Well, we will see what this grace of God can do for you. So the judge motioned to the guards, who, according to the custom of the Romans, stood with their sheaves of rock. They took the child and the mother pled that she might give her life for that of the child, but they would not heed her entreaties for her child. All she could do was to encourage her little boy, Cyril, reminding him of the Lord who loved him and died for him. Then the cruel strokes fell upon the bare little shoulders of Cyril. In a tone of mocking, the judge said, "What good is the grace of God to him now?" Well, his mother replied, "It can enable him to endure this suffering for the sake of his Lord." Well, one nod from the judge to the soldiers, and again the cruel blows fell on that tender flesh of this little boy, Cyril. "What can the grace of God do for him now?" this old pitiless judge asked. Few of the spectators could hear. Unmoved, the mother, who, with her heart bleeding at the sight of her boy's sufferings, answered, "The grace of God teaches him to forgive his persecutor." The child's eyes followed the upward glance of his mother as she raised hers, pleading for him in earnest prayer. When his persecutors asked whether he would now worship the gods they did, the young soldier of the cross replied, "No. There is no other God but the Lord, and Jesus is the Redeemer of the world. He loved me, and I love him, because he is my Savior." A stroke after stroke fell upon the boy, and at last he fell, fainting. He was then handed to his mother, and the question was once more repeated, "What can the grace of God do for him now?" Pressing her dying child to her heart, she answered, "Now above all, the grace of God will bring him gain and glory, for God will take him from the rage of his persecutors to the peace of his home in heaven." And then once more, the dying boy Cyril looked up and said, "There's only one God and one Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved me." And little Cyril, the boy martyr, went to be with his Lord. Now, folks, there's something real about faith and Christianity that even a child, a 10-year-old child, can hold to his faith in the midst of such a beating. This is how verse 128 then comes into play for us. In verse 128, he says, "Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." Well, he can esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right because God's word is never wrong, be it in science, history, or faith. Without exception, It is always right. My friend, God's word is right, period. That's why a 10-year-old boy can be sustained in a trial that pushed most adults, even Christian adults, over the edge. That is why I hate compromise and false doctrine. And that is why we should hate any and every teaching that goes against doctrine, morality, truth, ethics, righteousness, and true holiness. When I come to this point, then I have the biblical directive I need to meet any and all of life's problems. And you see, it's just like with little Cyril. It's not our strength. It's God's work. And then, on our part, treasuring His truth above all that is precious to us. What is it that has you anxious, troubled, and perhaps frustrated? Is it something that you're trying to figure out as the Holy Spirit lies still in our heart because we're unwilling for Him to be active in our soul? You see, my friend, we must be a reliably stable spiritual oasis that stands for truth in a world that stands for nothing, and absolutely nothing. You see, my friend, we may have today government leaders, world leaders, that push anti-scriptural, and for that matter, in our country, unconstitutional programs that jeopardize our liberties and they weaken our nation. Then they close by saying, God bless America, our own country, and other nations of the world do not want to hear what God's word says to us today. They are snared by the works of their own hand, as well as the words of their own mouth. And my friend, they're headed for a terrible day of judgment because the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Now, friend, we have a dependable God because He's supreme, holy, omnipotent, and able to perform His will. He is powerful to accomplish His pledge. There's no power on earth, under the earth, or in the heavens above that can draw back His hand. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.